Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
A lot of talk about free college. We'll dig in a little bit with the director of the Center for Educational Freedom at the Cato Institute, Neil McCluskey. Neil, good morning.
How you doing?
I'm good. Hope you are as well. So Democratic candidates are kind of one-upping each other on these free college promises. What's your take?
Well, I think it's very unfortunate. What we know and what actually almost all these plans acknowledge is that the federal government in particular has caused huge price inflation in college with its longstanding policies of grant money, so think of Pell Grants, and in particular student loans. And now what we see is what we often see when government has caused a big problem. The solution that people offer is even more government. And so you see just yesterday, Bernie Sanders, who really kind of got this whole ball rolling a few years ago, but he's offered an even sort of more generous, or you may say more irresponsible, depending on your viewpoint, promise of free college and debt forgiveness for anyone who has student loan debt right now. And this sort of one-ups Elizabeth Warren's plan, which at least would have stopped loan forgiveness at people earning up to $250,000. And so basically what they're all saying is, yes, we've screwed up in all these decades when we said we're helping you with federal money, and what instead we're going to do is spend even more taxpayer money to supposedly make college free, which of course it can't be.
So we've all heard that the student loan payments are adversely impacting young people's economic power. So if their loans are paid off, they'll be able to fund more money into the economy. Does that make sense?
No. So understanding that the price of college is extremely inflated, far past what it should be, the reality is still that most people aren't paying that. And when they are paying it, they're often paying with grants, which they don't have to pay back, and loans, which they're supposed to pay back, but the federal government already has many loan forgiveness programs. So while the price is too high, it, first of all, is not the crisis for any given student that it's made out to be. It's still only about 70% or so of students graduate with debt. For the average person graduating with debt, it's about $30,000. That is not a crippling amount of debt. If you actually look at home ownership for people who are 25 to 29, which we've been told because of student debt, these students just can't buy a home and they have to put off buying a home for, you know, years and years. It only had about a 1.6 percentage point decrease impact in home ownership in that age group, probably. From about, you know, 44% or so about 10 years ago. So this has not had this crippling impact. And what we're told is that, well, if we just forgive this debt, suddenly they'll be off and they'll be buying houses and they'll be starting businesses and the economy will take off. Well, not only has it been not true, or at least there's not a lot of evidence that this debt has sort of crippled the ability of young people to, you know, start their lives the way we're told, but the reality is all of this money that is supposed to come in from people repaying the debt they freely took on, the federal government has already budgeted for lots of things. So if that debt isn't repaid, they have to raise taxes on other people. The assumption that people like Bernie Sanders seem to have is that, well, the people who will pay all that additional tax, they would have put that money under their mattress. Well, of course, that's not right. What people would have used that money for was, in particular, he wants to tax investments. Well, when you invest money, it's so people can expand their business, start a business, hire new people. People would have paid for things. And when you pay for things, even if you're a rich person, that hires all the people who make those things. And so it's always kind of a fantasy land because it acts like the money would just magically appear for people who would have their debt forgiven, and it never would have existed or been used for anything else except when it magically appears for debt forgiveness.
We're talking to the director of Center for Educational Freedom at the Cato Institute, Neil McCluskey. So in light of all of this, how do we get a handle on college tuition hikes?
Yeah, so we have to do what makes sense. We know that the artificial inflation of college prices and the inflation of what degrees or what credentials are required to get a job, we know that that is largely caused by the federal government for the last 40 or 50 years giving people lots of money to go to college and to get a bachelor's degree. Well, if we know that that is the problem, or at least the primary problem, well, the solution is to stop doing that. We need to move to a system where people pay for higher education with money that is either their own or that they get voluntarily from other people. And the argument is always, well, but if we did that, low-income people wouldn't be able to go to college. Well, that's just not true. What we would see is, especially if the federal government weren't absolutely dominating the student loan industry, is we would still see a very strong incentive for private lenders to lend money to students no matter what their income level if they demonstrated that they can do college-level work and that they're going to major in something in demand, because both that student would profit from going to college and the lender, as a result, would also profit. Probably even more importantly, though, if we had a private lending system for people who are clearly not prepared for college, we'd have honest brokers, not Santa Claus like we have in the federal government, but honest brokers who would have real risk involved of their own money if they were to lend money to these potential students. That honest broker would say, you know what, this is a bad investment for us. Which, by the way, means it's a bad investment for you. You should do something else. Not like what the federal government does, which says, just go ahead, take the money. Everyone should go to college, knowing that a whole bunch of people will end up not completing their degree and therefore have lots of debt they can't pay off. A private lending system would be better for everyone all around, but it doesn't make great politics. What makes great politics is saying, we're just going to give it to you for free. Aren't we generous with other people's money?
Politicians playing with the facts and altering reality. I'm shocked. Neil, we appreciate the insight this morning. Have a great day.
Thanks. You too.
Neil McCluskey, the director of the Center for Educational Freedom at the Cato Institute.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.